This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, hello, it's me, Lizzie Cundy.
Hello, and I'm Stephen Lang, as you know, probably.
I hope you know.
Regularly.
He's looking really smart today. I wish you could all see Stephen. He's looking really, I love it.
Well, I have lost 4 pounds. Not just in change.
I was going to say, that was at the bar downstairs. But no, I can see you've lost weight and you look very sort of dapper.
Thanks, I just thought I'd iron a shirt today.
Thank you, darling. For me?
Yeah, just for you.
And I've covered up my boobs. Do you like it?
I do, you look lovely.
I'm very demure tonight.
And it makes a big, big change.
Do you prefer it?
I like you however you come, Lizzie.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
I'm a very sweet guy.
Darling, do you know what? What a week.
It's been a very busy week in showbiz.
Well, come on. What are we going to talk? I mean, there is only really one story.
What, Wayne and Colleen?
Gosh, this morning, today, I was not a happy camper.
Why? What went on?
I don't want to see Laura Simpson on the TV.
You don't?
No.
You advocated that Colleen and Wayne stay together, right? I saw your...
Yeah, I do, because I think she's a chancer. I think she's taken an opportunity. She's gone for it. She spotted him and pounced. And
yes.
I think he had a few too many sherbets.
He certainly did.
And probably doesn't even remember her name or what the hell she looked like until the next day when she'd done her story.
Yes.
She did a story before the sun had gone down.
So, yeah, for those that don't know, Wayne and Colleen are currently not living together.
Yeah.
They're
sorting it out.
Yeah, the girl who he may or may not have cheated on her with, it's a bit unclear.
He didn't. She said they didn't.
They may have had a kiss and a cuddle.
Yeah, but then she went back chat. Did he see you this morning? Now, Philip Schofield, she said, now, if I went in like a car with a married man, like if I went in with you, Philip, and he was like, what? My wife would kill you. And she really, you know, Philip had a beanie's bonnet about him. And good for him. I thought Philip and Holly kept going. She didn't really answer the questions. But she said, no, she never said they had a kiss and cuddle. She was misquoted. But that's very hard to be misquoted.
I think it is. You either say it or you didn't.
And I don't think the papers are allowed these days to do a quote unless you've actually said it.
Just make it up entirely. That's true. Who knows? I guess it's one of those things that's going to play out.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
She's
you
a
know.
Chancer. I do not like her. She's not welcome.
On the celebrity scene.
No.
Right, well, that's her told.
You know what? I am absolutely... I mean, in a way, I'm glad this morning. It was great booking for this morning because everyone tuned
Everyone wanted to
my
watch.
My gym, they had the football on and someone went, oi, put on ITV quick. And it suddenly, the whole gym stopped and the sound went up.
I mean, you're making it sound like Princess Diana's Bashir interview or something.
I
mean, Jesus.
I wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my goodness, how's their nerve? I think I even tweeted that.
Did you?
I did.
I'll have to pay more closer attention
please.
To your tweeting next
yes,
time, Lizzie.
Please.
Well,
anyway, I wish them well and I hope
this is Wayne and Colleen, not...
And Wayne can sort it out. Well, I really do.
So do I. They've got three
really
kids, one on
her.
The way.
I'm very fond of Colleen.
Well, we've got a busy packed show tonight, and you have to leave slightly early.
Well, only because I double booked myself. My
lovely That's all right.
agent is in jury service at the minute. So I'm looking after myself, and I'm not very good at it, I've realised. Getting double booked left, right and centre.
Well, we have... But before you go... We've got three exciting guests coming up. We have Maureen Nolan on the phone.
Yeah.
She's actually waiting for us right now, so
we have to speak to lovely Maureen.
Then we've got Geordie Shore's Nathan, very
yes.
handsome Nathan, and then Matt Wilson, who plays Aaron Brennan from Neighbours. Also very handsome.
He's very. We've got gorgeous guests.
We have. So shall we talk to our first one?
Please.
Hello, Maureen. Are you there?
I am here. Yes.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Really good.
Yeah.
Maureen, it's so lovely that you've come on the show. I'm a big fan of yours. I love the Nolans.
Oh,
I love
you've got a very good memory.
Everyone remembers the Nolans. I wasn't even, you know, around when they first came out,
right,
but you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, that one won't. Come on. No, we love you, Maureen. Now, darling, you've got an amazing musical that you're doing, isn't it? Footloose.
Yeah, I've been touring in it since April. Well, I toured in it all last year as well, actually. Yeah, and we're at the Peacock Theatre in London. So we opened Tuesday.
Wow.
And what role are you playing in Footloose?
I'm playing the Reverend's wife. The Reverend is the guy who's banned music and dancing and stuff from
yes.
Beaumont to Little Town in America. It's based on a true story, actually.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah. And there was apparently a reverend who did do that in the Bible Belt of America. And it's just the most feel-good, fantastic musical.
Oh, I love the music. I absolutely love it.
It was great because we didn't have to pluck the music from random 80s tunes. These songs like Holding Out for a Hero and Let's Hear for the Boy and Footloose itself, obviously, were written for the film. So, great music.
I love the music. And you're starring with my lovely friend Gareth Gates.
Oh, yeah, he's fabulous.
He's adorable, isn't he?
Well, he's so good as well. I mean, I don't want to be patronising, but we all know he looks fabulous and he sings great, but he plays a comedy role, actually, in this. He plays Ren's best friend, the lead guy's best friend, kind of. And it's a comedy role for him, and he's so good, you know.
He's adorable. But, Maureen, you've been singing with your sisters since you were 9 years old.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. How did it all come about that you all decided, like, we're gonna make a band?
Well, my parents were professional singers, so when we moved over from Ireland to Blackpool, actually, they had an act going around the clubs, and we kind of just joined them one by one. There was 10 of us in the act. The Singing Nolans. Blackpool's on Traps, we were called.
That's a good one. I like that.
Because Colleen must have been really little.
Colleen was she was born in Blackpool, so when we first moved, she wasn't even born. But, she started singing with us since she was two. So did Bernie.
Oh, my word. It is crazy.
But it's great that your success, all of you in different ways, has continued for so long. You know, it's not a guarantee in the showbiz industry that you'll still be doing stuff 20, 30 years later.
We have such loyal fans, really, from way back then. You know, before we had hits, we were doing everybody's TV show, really, and 40s harmonies, a cappella stuff. And you know, people have kind of stuck with us since then, you know. Fans have been there 50 years or something.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, it's a long time. I mean, have you any funny TV moments? As you said, you've been on so many of the mainstream TV shows over the years. I'm sure you've got funny stories.
I remember Pebble Mill. We used to do a show called Pebble Mill from Birmingham live.
Yeah,
and I mean, one of us fell downstairs in the same show. The thing dropped out of the mic, and then we hit ourselves in the mouth.
Oh my god! And it was live.
I think Pebble Mill was live. Well.
Oh my god! So those absolutely, things at the time are mortifying, but then do you find years later you're able to laugh at them?
Oh, hysterical. I mean, actually, an hour after the show, we're able to laugh, really.
You're like hysterical.
And, of course, being sisters, the others laugh anyway when something happens.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you ever get competitive with one another?
No, not really, actually. I mean, I know possibly we should, but there's a kind of a friendly rivalry. You know, like, if somebody asks me to do a show now and I think, oh, I can't make that, I'll say, but Lynn's available. You know,
Yes, that's wonderful. And talking of dear Linda, obviously, absolutely tragic news that she's so poorly at the moment.
Yeah.
How are you coping with it?
Oh, I don't know. You know, we, like everybody copes with this, you just kind of get on with it. Mm. You know, you haven't really, you've got two choices, pull the covers over your head in the morning and never get up, or just get on with it. As I said, I've been working hard, and maybe that helps, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if she can be strong, then we're all strong for her, you know, and she's amazing. So
She's doing really well
at the moment, yeah.
She looks fantastic, because she was on Loose Women today.
Yeah, I saw her at the TV Choice Awards as well, and she's looking good.
I keep saying to her, well, you know, you're looking great, and she goes, facelift. Because she had a well-documented face.
Of course.
I go, oh, yeah.
Oh, well, it worked. She looks good.
Yeah, true.
She looks really, it was a fantastic facelift, actually.
Would you ever have something done like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not ruling anything out. I haven't had anything done yet, not even Botox. But, I think it's approaching rapidly.
Yeah.
I'll have everything lifted and tucked and sucked away.
Go on, Maureen, treat yourself after this, after the musical. Well, look, Dan, we wish you so much luck. Can you tell us where you are next with this? Because it's such a big smash hit.
Okay, we're at the Peacock Theatre in London till the end of September. And then we're doing a week in Bridlington and then a week in Liverpool in October. But that's the end of the tour then.
Oh, wow, okay. Gosh. So it's been quite a long slog, this one, hasn't it?
Yeah, since April, I think, March or April.
Wow.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know theatre is hard going. It is hard going, but it's great fun.
Yeah.
And oh, especially when you're with Gareth Gates.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give him my love.
And he gets down to a little pair of gold shorts during the show.
Oh. So,
ladies, that's just worth coming to see there on film.
Is that why it's called The Peacock? Anyway, I like the sound of that. All right, my darling. Well, loads of love, Maureen. And obviously,
thank you so much.
To Linda. And we all wish her well at FUBA Radio.
Oh, thanks so much.
All right,
darling.
Thanks, Maureen.
Loads of love, Maureen.
Nice talking to
and
you.
And you. Bye.
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 What very a lovely, lovely Nolan.
Very lovely.
Because she's very Irish voice.
Yeah, which is in contrast to Colleen.
Well, she was born in Blackpool.
Blackpool, yeah.
Can you do an Irish voice?
I can do an Irish accent, yes.
Oh, that's a very good one.
Thank you.
Because I was brought up with Irish nuns. Nola. Sister Nola.
Nola.
Nola. Sister Philomena.
Okay.
Yeah.
See? Very Irish
names.
That's
why I am the way I am. I was brought up with nuns.
That's why you're so rebellious now. Shall we play a bit of the Nolans?
Yeah, come on!
Are you in the mood for dancing?
I'm so in the mood
today. Oh my God, I sound like a wedding DJ.
Come on.
Well, that was very cheery.
Oh,
but
I love it. I wish I remembered it. But, you know, what was her other songs? Come on.
Don't know. Don't put me on the spot like
sorry.
That, Candy.
Sorry.
Ask me that off there.
I should have asked Maureen. What's her favourite?
It's all very cheery and happy, but there was some quite shocking news today, wasn't there? Came out last night.
What, I'm covered? My chest is covered?
You've covered your boobies up.
Yeah?
No, about Prince George.
Oh, wow.
Didn't you see?
Yes. I mean, that is terrible.
So explain it.
Well, he's only been there for a couple of days. Lovely little George.
Like a week.
And he's
started
first
last Thursday
at school. Mum couldn't go. She had sickness. Obviously, she's pregnant with another. But yeah, there was an intruder. They called security.
Yeah, so
what
this lady
hell?
Turned up at the school, didn't she?
Yeah. Not great.
Bit drama-rama, really, to be honest.
Bit drama-rama. He got carried out with guards, apparently. And
what, George did?
Yes.
Did he?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, do you think the other schoolmates...
It's a bit dodgy that the school let someone just get... I reckon they're going to have armed guards or something.
I know, but also, I mean, that could have been horrific.
Well, they were talking... I read today, they were saying, what if it was a terrorist?
I know, of course. Could have been... You know,
could have been a bloody nightmare
if he was still about.
Yeah,
you don't know. That's too crazy at the minute, but that is very scary. I wonder if Kate was thinking wrong choice.
I reckon she might have tried to, might be thinking about pulling him out. To be honest, because that's a.
But why did they choose that school? It was quite a different school to what I thought they were going to choose.
I don't know what the thinking was behind it. Maybe they wanted him to interact with normal kids.
And, isn't it?
Yeah, Thomas's Battersea. It's called.
It's not very safe, is it?
Well, Battersea's a fairly nice area these days.
Depends what side you're on. Wrong side.
Well, I imagine they're on the right side.
It's near Chelsea Football Club. Be handy for me. Got Arsenal on Saturday. I'm so excited. Sorry, changing the subject. But yeah, I just saying that I think it's terrible. This should never happen. I'm not sure if it's the right school. I didn't think it was at the time. And also, what do the other parents think? Do they think, actually, you're putting my children in danger having...
Yeah.
Prince George here, because now the spotlight's on the school.
Well, really, it should be more safe because he's there, to be honest, but it just doesn't seem to be working out that way.
Yeah, so. But if I was a mum with my boys there, I'd be thinking, oh, I don't know if I want this attention.
Yeah, it's true. Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens
and
next.
All the paps are on the prince and not me. No.
That is a problem. Right, well, we've got our next guest on the line right now, I believe.
Oh, wow.
The very handsome Nathan Henry from Geordie Shore. Hello,
I
are you
love
there?
Nathan.
Hi, guys. I am here. How are you two?
Good. How are you?
Nathan.
I'm really, really good. Hi, Liz. Are you okay?
I'm good, darling. When did we last see each other? It was,
Big Brother's Bit on the Side.
Oh, yes, it was on Ryland's show, darling. You were looking gorgeous.
Well, thank you. You as well.
You're always looking very well made up, Nathan.
I do try.
He's the most handsome person to ever come out of that show, I have to say.
Right, you two are going to give me such a big head, I'm not going to be able to sell my house.
Darling!
Where are you at the minute? Why aren't you here in the studio?
Yeah, you should have come in.
Right now, me and my boyfriend have just moved in a flat together, and I'm preparing to go filming as well, because I'm going back filming next week, so I'm really, really tied down at the minute.
So Series 15 is on at the minute?
Yeah, Series 15 is on at the minute now. It's just started... 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're into episode 3 now, which the next week's episode is going to be amazing, by the way.
What can you tell
amazing.
Us?
Yeah,
can you
tell us anything?
So basically, do you know like old Geordie Shore where it was like where we didn't care what we did, it was like fun and like we just literally wanted to have a laugh and
yeah.
no argument, it was drama free. Next week's episode is all about that. It literally goes back to like basic Geordie Shore.
Back to the roots.
Yeah, at the minute it's been a lot of argue. Like, I know me and Chloe have been at each other's throats, and Chloe's been obsessing over Martin, and the house has been a bit down because the boys have been, like, coming and going, and everyone's been dropping like flies. But next week, everyone's back, and it's, like, it's a really strong episode. To be fair, I'd probably say it's the best episode of Geordie Shore so far.
Wow.
The best.
That is a big call, I would say.
I'm not the only one that said that, though. The heads of MTV, they've watched it already before, and they really, really, really enjoyed it. So.
Well, that's a good sign.
And that is a good sign. I mean, Nathan, what's it been like when you joined the show? Did you realise how big it was going to be? Because it's turned your life around, hasn't it?
It's completely changed what I found. When I first joined, I never really used to watch it before, because I watched it, like, the first two series that I stopped watching, and I didn't think anything of it at the time, because I'd just finished uni, and I thought, you know what? I want to still live the student life, so I might as well, like... this opportunity and I'm going to get paid for it and get pissed for free, so I might as well. And then it literally just completely turned out to be something I get recognised everywhere I go now, people ask me for photos. I never expected that in a million years just from a reality TV program. It's the place I've gone as well with like the work show and like outside the show.
Yeah,
a place I never would have got to go beforehand, so I'm really grateful to MTV for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah,
like, yeah, but you're a star. You're a good character, though. I mean, I remember you on Little Bit on the Side. You couldn't stop you. You were like, no.
Oh, my God. Once I start, I won't shut up without
I know. I was like, when she gets a bee in his bonnet? Oh, my God. Hold on to your hat. So it was funny, that, wasn't it? It was a funny show, that one. But you're loving it, though, and you can handle it in Newcastle, because I was going to say, I bet Newcastle is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, to be fair, Newcastle's an amazing night out, and the people there anyway are exactly like us. Everyone loves a laugh, we love to get pissed, like, we're all crazy, so it's just so what everyone's doing in Newcastle. Not even just that, though, like, people my age, up and down the country, but I'm loving being in the show, and I'm loving, like, the life it's brought me, so...
Who do you think has been kind of the best friend that you've made from the show?
Probably Chloe, because me and Chloe went at the same time.
Oh, yes, so I remember.
We've shared the experience.
Yeah.
Together.
How many years? Was that 2 years ago?
Coming up three now, three in October.
Oh, okay.
That's mad, that, isn't it? 3 years.
Blimey. A lot of stuff's changed on Geordie Shore since then, obviously, as well. You know, you've had some big names leave. Do you think that's made a big difference?
I think Charlotte leaving was quite a shock, and Holly leaving as well. Because with the girls, they're all quite a tight group. So when new girls come in, it's quite hard for them to fit in. So, like, Chantel came, it was a bit hard for her, and then Abby's coming out, but Abby's fitting in perfect. But with the boys, it's like, when boys, like, come and go and stuff, we kind of open up to the new lads and welcome them in. Like, yeah. Kyle's left, Gary's having a baby now, so I don't know if he's going to come back.
Yeah, that was quite a big story, right? I mean, I don't think anyone really expected that to happen.
it's crazy. To be fair, Gary's always been very, very, like, father-like with his nephew.
Yeah.
And you could tell that he kind of wanted a kid, and I think now he's at that age where he's like, he's pushing on and he wants to actually settle down, and obviously he's having a baby now, but no one knows whether he's going to come back to the show or not, because you can't really be on Geordie Shore and have a baby, can you?
No, like, I don't think
can't.
It really works.
Yeah, but can you be on Geordie Shore and have a boyfriend, because you've just moved in?
Well, that's the thing, I can, because with me it's different. I think Sophie would say that she's the same, because she's been with Joe for a long time, and like, do you know, like, sometimes when people have a boyfriend and stuff, and they become rigid and, like, they're not fun, and, like, oh, I can't do that, or I don't want to go there.
You
or
tell me about
this.
It. It's half my mates. It pisses me off.
Like, I'm not like that. I'm like, my boyfriend gets me, I get him, like, I'm fun. I know my boundaries. I would never, ever cheat at him, but, like, I know how to have fun, and I know, like, what makes good telly. So, obviously, I'm going to do my job and stuff. It's a reality TV programme. I'm getting paid to be there. I'm going to enjoy the experience. I'm not going to sit back and be like, I'm sorry, I've got a boyfriend, yawn.
Yeah, yeah.
I get that, yeah. But does he ever think, oh, hey, all this attention you're getting when you go out?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because, you know, when you're having a meal and someone goes, hey, Nathan, that was my Newcastle accent. Why, hey, man, Nathan.
Sorry?
Is that good?
That was really shit.
It's annoying. I'm sure he does get a bit fed up with it. Because it's huge. It's huge.
At first, it was fine because we could go out and I'd never get recognised. Now it's like, it's safe having a date night and then people are coming over to the table, excuse me, can I get a photo? It kind of, I don't mind doing it because obviously it comes along with the job, but it's not fair on him.
Cause yeah.
He can't just be normal and enjoy the normal things now, so we've got to pick and choose where we do go for our dates. Like,
yeah.
The places where we're not going to get harassed. And stuff,
Nobu, the same, Ivy. You gotta go up market now, haven't you? You can't just get Azizi's.
Listen, I'm not Kim Kardashian. I'm not quite there yet.
No more Nandos. Come out with me. So, and Di, what would you like to do for the future after the show? What are there? Would you like to do a different reality show, or would you ever do Big Brother?
I'd look like, obviously we've done Big Brother's bit on the side. And you know what I'm like. I'm very, very opinionated, and I have strong views on people in the house. So I would actually.
I know,
like,
I couldn't get a word in edgeways with you,
right?
No, you're brilliant.
Our view would be the same inside the house as the housemate, but I'd like to do the jungle as well.
Yeah,
interesting.
I think that'd test me.
Has any?
Like, I'm very squeamish.
Has any Geordie Shore people done it before? I don't
think
they have.
Vicky
did. Yes, that's true.
She won it.
But she'd left, didn't she, by the time that she'd started, if I remember rightly.
But you would be great in there, because I can imagine you wouldn't shy away from a rout. You'd be screaming at all the creepy crawlies.
No.
You'd be looking to see how your face is and
lips. I'd be making sure I look good as well.
Exactly. You know, but how'd you do that in the jungle?
I'll have a little beauty shop there.
Oh, and open your own boot.
You'd be the one underneath the waterfall in the white bikini.
Oh, yeah. Rubbing my boobs and everything. I do a full frontal nudity as well.
There was a royal broadcaster that was on. What was her name? And she
Jenny Bond.
Had more makeup in the jungle than she did when she was on telly. I was like, how did she smuggle that in? That would be you, Nathan. That would be you.
What's been kind of the strangest experience you've had since you've been famous?
In what way?
Well, like, have you had any weird people, like, send you something or someone you didn't expect recognise you or something?
Okay, well, so a random message that someone's had, I don't know if this is off topic, someone's asked me to send them my dirty underwear and stuff and said they would pay for it. I was like, that was a bit weird.
That is quite weird.
I'm trying to think on the line, like, things like Sherlock Holmes, like watching the show and stuff like that, that's crazy.
Yeah. Probably
Justin Bieber knows, like, Geordie Shaw, which that's in itself
Does
amazing.
He?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, if he wanted to walk into the house, I'd probably forget that I had a boyfriend for like 2 seconds.
I think he might remember that he maybe still likes the ladies. But, you know, you never know your luck.
I'd jump on him.
Yeah, because I think that's... with something like Geordie Shaw, you get such, like, fanatics, don't you? And I think... I don't know.
It's crazy, though. Because, like, in my head still, I'm like, it's just a reality show. All we're doing is what other people are up and down the country. Like, when you look at people at uni...
Yeah.
They do the exact same thing, like, they go out, they have fun, they shag, all that, that's just their parents don't know about it, it's not broadcast. So we do the same thing, and then it's like, when you get people that are dead fanatic about it and, like, obsessed about the show, I think it's just crazy, because to me, I'm just Nathan from the North East, who just likes to go out and get pissed.
Well, you do seem to have been, I think, having met pretty much all of the Geordie Shaw cast over the years, there is some people that change.
and there
are others who stay fairly similar. And I think that you haven't really changed from what I can tell as an outsider.
You're very down to earth and natural. You're just who you are, aren't you?
Yeah, I couldn't be asked to put an actor and pretend to be someone, because that's exhausting itself. And
it is.
With the friends and the family I have. Mm. They wouldn't allow me to
change
and become something else because they keep me grounded. And, like, if I act out of place, like, literally bring me straight back down to earth.
I mean, is there anyone that's been on the show or is now longer in the show that you thought, come on, that's not the real you? Stop pretending.
I thought not, actually.
No.
None you can say out loud.
Yeah, not probably none that I can say out loud because I don't want to cause any arguments. But they are all the family. We do support each other. But I wouldn't say anyone's changed, but I think there's times when people forget themselves a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everyone's been known to do it. Like, they've just forgotten themselves and, like, they might have said something really silly and it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah. Charlotte. It's fine.
Charlotte's never done anything like that. Look at you trying to fish out. Like, my God. And
he's good.
Phone, I'm going to end up spilling all the beans.
He will. Nathan, have a little drink. That was us at the green room. We had a few drinks before the show. We were like, had them in teacups. I would look, darling, I really wish you all the best. You're one of the nicest, for me, members of that cast and nicest guys I've met. I really enjoy your company, darling. You were lovely that day.
I really enjoyed talking to you. I wish we should all go out for a drink, get really drunk and talk a bit more.
Yes, please.
Without the microphones.
I'm totally... I want to know the gossip for real.
Come on. Well, look,
believe you and me after I've had a bottle of wine.
Next time you're down, let us know.
Yeah, please, Nathan. And come into the show. Come in, because it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I will.
Okay,
bye,
darling.
So
all right, Nathan, love you loads. Bye, darling.
Bye, baby.
He's a sweetie, isn't he?
Really is.
He's such a nice guy. We had such a giggle.
I've got a little bit of a crush on him, not going to lie.
He's handsome. Handsome boy. He's really handsome.
I've got boyfriend.
He has the perfect lips I've ever seen.
Does he?
I was staring at his
mouth.
Did
he get some filled? I have to find out.
I don't want to say if he does or not, but let's just say... I don't think God gave him those. I think he told me that I was just looking at his mouth going, my God, that
is... Have you ever had your lips on?
No. Do you think I need it?
No. I can't see your mic's in the way.
I probably need it. I'm always smiling. I don't like it. It'd scare me if it went wrong.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Pete Byrne.
Yeah, that's true. You can, and the thing is, you can just draw them on.
I've got a bigger bottom lip than top lip. And they like that top lip to be bigger, don't they?
Yeah, that's the proper Geordie Shaw. I don't know if that's your best look, to be honest. No. Should we play a bit of Taylor Swift? The new one.
No, I don't like her.
Tough tits.
She wasn't nice to Katy Perry or Kardashians.
That's true.
So I'm doing my false lips looks. Okay.
I'm going to play it anyway.
Play it.
Tilted stage, the role you made me play of the fool. No, I don't like you. I don't like your perfect crime. How you laugh when you lie. You said the gun was mine. Isn't cool. No, I don't like you. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. Honey, I rose up from the dead. Check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me. Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom keys. They once belonged to me. You asked me for a place to sleep, locked me out, and threw a feast.
What?
The world moves on, another day, another drama, drama. But not for me, not for me. All I think about is karma. And then the world moves on, but one thing's for sure. Maybe I got mine, but you'll all get yours. What you made me do? Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams.
I'm sorry, the old tailor can't come to the phone right now. Why? She's dead.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do.
Look what I made me just do. I spilt my drink.
At least it wasn't down your dress.
Now, I think she's nuts.
Why?
Just do. I think she's a bit nutty. She falls out with everyone.
She doesn't have a lot of friends at the minute. That's true. Oh, Taylor.
Oh, bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids.
No story. We won't go into it, but I know about, but I shouldn't have said.
She's not been married.
No. There was something. Sorry. I'm backtracking.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Let me just tell you something.
Go on.
I'm telling you now, she's mad.
It's a fact. Have you met her?
Oh, yeah, I did once.
Really? Mm. Where at?
It was at an awards thing. She came. She was over. She was over here for.
Oh, yeah.
But very sort of vacant.
Very distant. Yeah.
Vacant.
Interesting. I'm kind of intrigued by her. But yeah, I don't know if I'm a fan or not. I can't decide.
Mm.
We've got our final guest of the show.
They're flying in and out like Piccadilly Circus, isn't it, darling?
Busy.
It's busy.
Well, it's the very handsome Matt Wilson. Hello, Matt.
Oh, that's a great entrance.
Hi, Matt.
Now, for anyone that doesn't know, you're calling all the way from Australia.
Wow.
So there may be a time delay.
No, actually, it's not too bad at all.
Is it not? It's okay.
It's a time difference. Yeah.
Now, what time is it where you are? What time is it where you are?
3:30 in the morning.
Oh, oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. Well,
thank you so much for speaking to us.
You guys actually just woke me up because I was having a bit of a nightmare.
Oh, really?
Well, so it's fine. Not about me, was it? That you had to speak to me. Matt.
No, no, no. It's got to join the cast of Home and Away.
Oh, burn.
So you're actually in bed. Are you in bed?
No, no. I've found a quiet area.
Oh, bed's too noisy.
Oh,
okay,
someone's in the bed. Someone's in Matt's bed. Oh, so Matt, now tell me, Cast the Neighbours, how did it all come about?
That's a big question. That's a big question.
That's a big question.
Essentially, I did the audition and went through the process and got the job the normal way.
Really?
It was quite... I was picked up the street and found. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Is it? I know it was funny because I was in Australia earlier this year, and it's got such a massive cult following here. And some people in Australia I'd met hadn't even heard of it. I was like, "What's the deal there?" Like, is it funny how halfway around the world people know who you are?
It is. It's like our magic land. It's like our favorite place to be in the world, Australia. Just like you said, I don't know. People love a soap in the UK. I don't know what it is. How come everyone in the soap loves UK?
Yeah, we do love
soap. Everyone in the UK loves soap so much more than Australia.
I think it's because of the weather.
Because we don't go out. We want to stay in the evening.
It's true. People don't really go out much in the evening. They watch television because it's cold and it's
wet.
It's
and
just
it's
raining
like
here right now.
Yeah. And also it's escapism. You look at, you know, Neighbours. I was going to say that other one. I won't mention it. But you're on the beach. It's sandy. It's hot. It's got good looking people like yourself.
Yeah.
Stop it.
True.
I guess half the time we're trying to avoid the funnel web spiders and the snakes and the
sharks.
That's
true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
It's true, actually. There are lots of those about.
My experience in Australia, we were staying in a house in a little town called Lismore, and it was had a really huge, thousands and thousands of acres, like gardening. They were like, you can go and explore, but you have to wear your wellies, your Wellington boots, because there are brown snakes. And I was like, what is this brown snake? And they're like deadly poisonous. I was like, okay, great. Well, maybe I won't go for a nice long walk around the estate.
Oh my God, welcome to Australia. So whereabouts are you from, Matt? Are you Melbourne boy?
No, Sydney originally.
Oh, Sydney.
Which is where the sunshine and all of the beaches are.
It is. I've been to Sydney. I got thrown out of a bar called Jackson on George. Do you know it? It's near the...
You got thrown out?
Yeah, I know. Because they played pool in there, and I was playing against this girl that was rather butch, so I'm going off the record. And she was so angry because I beat her, and she worried me. And I was just killing time. I've heard it's a bit of not the nicest bar to go to.
Well, lesson learned.
You know, it's pretty hard to get kicked out of Jackson on George.
Oh, you know it?
Is it bad?
I don't know how you did that.
I don't know either. Oh, I hope my mum's not listening. But I did get in a bit of trouble. I got scared. The Sheilas were after me in there.
So, obviously, on Neighbours, you play a stripper.
Correct.
But heard the rumour that you actually are not a particularly good dancer. So we're not going to see you on Australian Dancing with the Stars anytime soon.
Oh, I don't know.
Not at all. It's smoke and mirrors.
But what, Matt,
is that what it is?
Matt, wouldn't you want to do that show? It's one of the best shows. It's such a hit in the States as well. No, you wouldn't want to do it?
Which show is it, sorry?
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
No, you'd be great.
You know what, I think the bang for their buck might not be so good. The amount of investment they need to put into me isn't going to be worth it for the show. There's a lot more better topics than myself. It's like a front rower for a football team, a rugby team.
Yeah, well, you know, that's got its place. What's your... Because obviously there's been some big names that have come from Neighbours. Are you hoping that one day you'll be able to pop off to Hollywood, do that kind of thing?
Maybe do another Kylie and Jason.
Yeah, I think everybody in the back of their mind has always got that there. And as soon as you join, there's all of these exciting things happen. Like people want you and brands want to use you to advertise. And then you've got all of these American agents. They start knocking on your door and saying, have you got representation? And you get all of these auditions. And it's all sort of really exciting. But the percentage of people who actually make it is not as high as you think.
Yeah, that's true. But the thing is with all soaps, is that it's actually a very good living, isn't it?
Sorry, what do you mean?
Like, as in,
you
it's
can
a good
earn a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, you can still
regular
earn good money, and you can, and it's regular, which always the case with actors and actresses.
Yeah, so we've got maybe 25 full-time cast members, and I think the other soap, Home and Away, I don't know if they've even got 25. So you've got less than 50 full-time acting jobs available in Australia.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are no more than that, less than 50. So to be able to snag one of them is all
good.
The time. So some people try to hold on to that for as long as they can.
Like
some
Mrs. Mangle?
Some people use it as a bit of a stepping stone. Yeah.
Do you remember Harold and Mrs. Mangle? I loved them so much. Do you remember? It was going back away, man.
Harold Bishop?
Harold Bishop, yeah.
I only got him just as he was starting to leave the show.
Oh, so, but you were voted, weren't you, the hottest tradie? Is that how they say it? Hottest tradie? Is that a good Australian accent?
You weren't meant to know about that one.
Oh, I've been looking you up. So that's good. So you'll be the hunk of the show.
Say that again.
You're a bit of a hunk.
We'll be best friends forever.
Oh, okay. Is my Australian accent good? Hello, boy. How are you, Maddie?
That's
Is that
terrible.
Quite good?
It's
I think it's quite good.
Not bad.
Matt likes it.
I don't think you're going to pass.
7 out of 10.
You're going to pass. I don't think you're going to pass as a barmaid down
so
at Lasseter's.
Matt, if I come to Sydney, oh no, Melbourne. You live in Melbourne. Do you look after? Do you watch the rugby? Are you a big rugby fan?
Lizzie, where are you going with
that? No, because they have a huge following in Melbourne. I like my sport.
Oh.
What? They've got a game called AFL, Australian Rules. Have you heard of that one?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Yeah, people talk about it like you get 80,000 people to any normal game here, and people go absolutely mad. If you ever come to Melbourne and you can't strike any conversation with a local, just ask them what team they go for in the AFL. I guarantee you'll be there for hours.
You'll be stuck.
Oh, Matty. So, Matt, what was your next hopes and dreams after Neighbours then?
I think pretty happy at Neighbours at the moment. There's so much you can learn. There's so many idols. Like, look at, Carl and Dr. Carl and Susan.
Oh, yeah.
And Stephen Dennis, who plays Paul Robinson.
I love Stephen Dennis.
Yeah, Colette Mann and like all of those people. We work with them every single day, and we work across from them. So they're essentially our mentors and our coaches.
Oh, fantastic!
And we get paid to do that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No, it's good. But you should try and come over to London, Matty, and do a bit of acting here.
Yes.
We've got soaps. We've got EastEnders.
Soaps. Well, what kind of role do you think I would get in one of the soaps? And which soap would I want to get?
I'll audition
one?
You. Don't worry about it. I'll get you something.
I think we'll cast you as an Australian stripper in Coronation Street. There
From
we go.
The outback. From the bush.
I can't dance. I don't think.
I think you'll be fine. They'll work it out.
Well, Matty, listen, I'll let you go back to bed. I feel so bad we woke you up. Who's in your bed?
You're right,
Who's
you're
in
right.
your bed? Can you tell us? Is it.
I've got a puppy.
I've got
a 15-week-old French bulldog.
Oh, and
she'll that's so
be,
cute.
Nipping at my heels as soon as I get back inside.
Well, go and enjoy the rest of your sleep. Sorry for waking you up.
Yeah, sleep well. Dream nice thoughts, not of Home and Away. And lovely chatting to you, Matty. Good day, mate.
Likewise.
It's nice to speak to you.
Lizzie, you're embarrassing yourself.
Hey, okay.
When you're over in Australia, let me know and I'll show you how to handle a brown snake.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
Ooh, okay.
Take that anyway.
Simon, well, I don't know what to say now. Okay, we might do that.
Yeah.
Stephen definitely wants to.
I'm intrigued. All right, Matt, thanks so much for speaking to
Matty.
Us.
Matty, sleep well. Bye.
Love you guys. See
bye. Bye.
Maddie.
Where were you going with that conversation,
well,
Lizzie? I was getting very confused.
Well, we couldn't talk too much about Neighbours because there's only so much. I don't watch it, unfortunately.
Right.
Do you?
Yeah, now and again.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll test you later.
Yeah. But it was then you started talking about the rugby and then Dancing with the Stars.
He wanted to Dance with the Stars. I thought, what else can he do apart from Neighbours? He's been there so long.
He's only been there 2 years.
Well, you don't want to be like Ken Barlow. What's his name? Get too stuck. You don't want to be stuck in a role.
Well, you know, at least
you get pigeonholed and you can't get out.
Right, Lizzie, do you need to bugger off?
I do, darling. Well, listen, I've loved the show today, guys. But next week, there's even bigger, better guests. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm going to play a bit of Kylie and Jason.
Oh, especially for Matty. Hope he's listening.
Especially for you, Lizzie.
Mwah! Love you.
Radio presents
Ian Boltsworth.
I've never had a nosebleed and I don't know whether that's weird.
It's a good start to a show, isn't it? Why are you distressed about that?
Oh, because I saw someone with one and I thought, oh, I wonder what that feels like.
Do you want me to punch you in the nose?
In a way, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't.
I could probably make your nose bleed without punching you. I could probably do it like...
No,
I don't mean using the force. But I could probably do something to your face to make your nose bleed
without it being a
violent punch.
I'd like it to be when I'm at home and I've got a change of clothes.
So, 5 minutes into the show and you're essentially inviting me around your house to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
I wish I could say you were the first girl to do that.
Every Monday,
Ian Boltsworth,
from 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Who are you to say that I didn't love you? 'Cause I didn't love the way you wanted. And who am I to blame when I didn't trust you enough to let you in the way I wanted? Stop. Okay.
Okay. Vodka on my lips, took too many drinks, makes me reminisce all the way down to my happy place. You're my happy place. I can't handle us now. If I'm lucky, I'll meet you.
Very nearly got caught out there because I was busy retweeting stuff. It's a bit naughty of me, isn't it? Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Sorry that Lizzie seemed... I don't know what the hell she was going on about in that last interview, but at least she was present. So, you know, you got to take the gift horses in the mouth. I can't remember the saying, but I haven't even had a drink. I mean, Jesus. So thanks, everyone, for listening. We will be back next week, where I'm sure Lizzie will be here for a full show. I can't guarantee anything. So thanks everyone that came on the show as well, to Maureen Nolan, to Matt Wilson, and to Nathan Henry. It was very nice of you all to come on to the telephone and speak to us. But until next week, I will bid you adieu. If that is what is wrong with me, I feel like there's something in the air today. I don't know what is happening. Okay, cool. Well, thanks, and we will be back next week. I'm being told by my producer that they've drugged the studio, so maybe that's the reason why there's a little bit of something odd in the air. Bit of Gina G to close the show. Yes, I think so. Goodbye. Every night.
Izzy Gundy and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.